Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. Sorry, middle coffee there.
Oh, yeah, didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yes, okay.
That's all right. Yeah, okay, we're good now?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, good. We're good.
Don't need CPR.
Yes. All right, well, I'm here for you if you do.
Thank you.
All right. Meanwhile, do you see the cigarette
smoke? What are you basing it upon?
I don't know what just happened here. Just hit this. Sorry. We are a hot mess this morning, are we not? Okay.
Pretty much.
Did you see this? The nation focusing to Broward County and what is going on here. A woman in Minnesota receives a Broward County ballot in the mail.
Huh?
She moved 5 years ago.
Gosh. Well, yeah. Every vote's got to count, Tara.
Yeah, and if you're waking up to this, the Democrats are working around the clock right now to steal the statewide Florida election from the Republicans. And they're not even hiding it. They're literally not even hiding it. They're not even attempting to hide it. They're just finding ballots. And for those of you who are going to try to understand what's going on here, you have to declare the total number of ballots that you have in the election within half an hour of the polls closing. Not the results of the election, but the total number of ballots.
Right.
And right now we have two counties in Broward that are both overseen by the same election director. A person so corrupt that the governor's office had to order people to supervise her around the clock when she does elections because she has been found to have committed election fraud. She's elected, so they can't get rid of her.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Her name is Brenda Snipes. And so we literally have they are refusing. They're just ignoring the law. They're refusing to declare the total number of ballots, and they keep finding more ballots, just finding them. They just keep coming in. And there's pictures of the trucks they're coming in on. They're supposed to be county trucks, you know, that they were, you know, they were gone out to the places to collect and they bring them in.
Right.
People are pulling in trucks and bringing ballots in. All of this is a total violation of the law. And they're just, it's very specific procedure. They're just ignoring it. It's just, whatever. The media is trying to cover for it. And it's really terrifying to watch what's going on here. Marco Rubio talked about it.
Here's my problem. My problem is this is focused on two counties and in particular one county. So let me use an example. Bay County, Florida, where Panama City is, was hit by a Category 4 hurricane about 4 weeks to the day of this election. They were without power. You guys covered all this. They did all their ballots at a 52% return rate, a 52% turnout despite the hurricane. They did all their ballots, submitted them on time. They were done. Basically on election night early the following morning, very early. Broward County, 48 hours later, is still counting. And they didn't have a Category 4 hurricane, and it's not the first time that they do this. Problem number one. Problem number two is we don't know how many votes they have, and neither do they. Either they don't know or they won't tell anybody how many ballots are left to count. It's concerning when you go to sleep at 3 a.m. on Wednesday morning after the election, and, for example, Rick Scott is up by 60,000 votes, 54,000 votes, whatever it was. Today is at 17,000. And the only counties that are still reporting are Palm Beach and Broward.
Right.
Who have a history, by the way, on these things. You know, Broward County lost a lawsuit to the Republican Party a while back because they were opening up absentee ballots and beginning to count them before they were supposed to. Okay, Broward County in August of this year in Broward County, right. Mysteriously, or I should just say, let me use that term. 5,000 mail ballots appeared all of a sudden at 7 p.m. on Tuesday night of the election. Then it actually grew to 9,000. When they were done counting those, a school board race that involved Ryan Petty, one of the Parkland fathers that was challenging a school board member, suddenly the incumbent was able to barely, but she did, avoid a runoff. A judge race flipped at a 400-vote margin after these 9,000 votes appeared. So this is a pattern of, at a minimum, incompetence, right. And it's embarrassing to the state. Voters deserve better. This is not even a partisan thing. This is a county that apparently cannot count votes.
Oh, it is a partisan thing.
Yeah,
and
it's
not incompetence. Rick Scott, the candidate, and Rick Scott is not a fire bomb thrower. Okay.
No.
He's very moderate.
Yep.
Like him. I think he's a nice guy. You can tell that just by watching him, but very milquetoast guy. So for him to say this, it's a big deal.
Governor Rick Scott, Governor, I'm looking at these numbers. On election day, you were up 57,000 votes. What is the number now?
Now it's down to 15,000 votes. So it's clear. We got some left-wing activists. We've got some Democrat D.C. lawyers. They're down here for one purpose, to steal this election.
Wow. Coming from him, that's a huge deal. He is a very moderate Republican.
Yep. They've found 78,000 new votes since election day. 2 days ago in Broward County, and 15,000 more votes in...
Just in Broward County, think about that. 78,000 new votes they've found just in Broward County. Again, the law says you must declare the total number of votes within half an hour of the closing of the polls. They've just found them. They just keep rolling them in on trucks.
Palm Beach, we don't know how many more votes they're going to come up with, but it sure appears they're going to keep finding as many votes as it takes to try to win this election.
Right.
So I've asked the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to immediately do an investigation. We filed lawsuits. We're going to fight this and we're going to win.
I certainly hope so.
The Palm Beach supervisor won't allow normal party officials that are supposed to be reviewing ballots. They're not allowing them to do it properly. That's a violation of the law. They were supposed to report all these results. They're not. But how did they come up with 78,000 more votes? Just in Broward and 15 in Palm Beach. No other county is having these problems. We had
two liberal counties, very corrupt counties with a history. Again, this voter in Minnesota says Broward County mailed her the ballot. She didn't ask for it. They mailed it to Minnesota so she could vote absentee. She hasn't lived in Broward County in 5 years. It's mind-boggling.
How do you vote absentee and not even be in the state? I mean, not even residing in the state.
Well, Ms. Snipes just sends you a ballot. I just looks through, sees a Democrat. Oh, she's gone here. We know where she went. And
wonder if they send
go.
Us a ballot. I've visited Florida before.
I have too. I have every right to weigh in.
Yeah.
If the illegals do, why don't I get to?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, what we're seeing here is once again the dual justice system or the lack of justice system, because if you are a Democrat or associated with Democrats or support Democrats, the law does not apply.
No.
You don't have to follow election law.
Nope.
You don't have to protect your server or turn over your emails.
No.
You don't have to tell the truth about, you know, what happens when an ambassador is killed by terrorists. You can lie about the situation that led to that. You can run guns into Mexico using your attorney general to do that.
You can fund ISIS, a state-sponsored terror, directly from USAID with federal tax dollars.
You can hand a State Department and federal government known state sponsor of terrorism billions of dollars in cash.
On pallets, and then lie about it to Congress.
And you can apparently just do anything you want to, as long as you're a Democrat or associated with Democrats or support Democrats. But if you so much as think you might vote for a Republican, we're going to find something in your background to prosecute you and to persecute you and to put you in jail for. That's where we are in this country right now. A banana republic would be a step up for us at this point.
It would be. And when you have Marco Rubio, who, God bless him, is practically a Democrat himself. I mean, he really is if you watch him over the last couple of years, tweeting a U.S. Senate seat and a statewide cabinet officer are now potentially potentially in the hands of an election supervisor with a history of incompetence and blatant violations of state and federal laws, he wrote. Linking to a Miami Herald article describing several scandals that have gripped Broward County's elections department. How bad is it? This is Fox News reporting. Earlier this year, a judge found that Broward election supervisor Brenda Snipes had illegally destroyed ballots in the 2016 congressional contest, leading the governor's office to assign election monitors to supervise her.
Guess they didn't want to count those votes.
No, they didn't. You know why? Because they were, those were Democrat votes, and they were for the liberal progressive candidate, Tim Canova, who challenged Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. So they had to get lost and thrown out.
It's only certain Democrat votes.
Right. Yes, no, you don't want to challenge the Democrat leadership. Don't do that. No, that's not going to work out for you, too, at all.
Yeah, just ask Bernie.
Yeah, really. The story is no surprise to Tim Canova, who is screaming and yelling about this tonight. And I remember him. He's been around for a while. He was, again, Debbie Wasserman Schultz's progressive challenger. In May, a judge ruled that Snipes violated state and federal laws by destroying ballots that Canova was seeking to look for voter irregularities in the primary. Brenda Snipes and the rest of her crew at the Broward County Supervisor of Elections do not deserve any presumption of impartiality, honesty, integrity, or competence. Snipes illegally destroyed the ballots in my 2016 primary against Debbie Wasserman Schultz, yet there's been no criminal investigation by state or federal law enforcement agencies. Of course not. Meanwhile, in Palm Beach County, which she oversees, they've discovered 15,000 new ballots after Election Day. Again, all ballots had to be declared by half an hour after the race. She didn't. She just discovered them. They're also illegally refusing to allow party representatives into the ballot counting area, forcing them to stand behind a glass wall. Okay, news reports are, Lee, that Governor Rick Scott has now ordered state law enforcement to seize all the untallied ballots in Broward and Palm Beach. So let's hope they get their hands on them before it's too late, because they will steal this election right in front of the entire country. They don't care. Let's jump on the text line and see what the people think. Texter writes, Tara, imagine how the left would scream and moan if Trump sent the military down to Florida to supervise the election count. Do you think they would not? Oh, they'd freak out. Texter writes, darn straight, we ought to be in the streets if the left is allowed to get away with this. It's just amazing. The level of the lawlessness with them, they are literally breaking the law in front of the entire country as every, you know, hour they're finding more and more and more votes. Illegally, by the way, you have to declare all the votes in the election in Florida within half an hour of the close of the poll. Polls. So you have to declare, I have X number of ballots. They are refusing to tell the campaigns how many ballots there are, and they're finding more and more and more. Only two counties, by the way. Nobody else seems to have lost ballots. They have found a staggering, between Palm County and Broward County, a staggering 78,000 ballots in Broward and 15,000 in Palm. Texter writes, handcuffs are very durable. You can use them over and over until you can get the criminals behind bars. Sadly, many pairs, handcuffs that is, have been misplaced and the criminals are going free. No justice. Texter writes, it looks like Sinema is stealing the election from McSally in Arizona. Yes, the same thing. This is coordinated, folks. You're missing the boat if you don't think it is. They're just stealing it back. But you know what? There's a silver lining here. There is. If we end up, and say a prayer for justice today. I prayed for justice last night. I do. Say a prayer for justice in these races, that good will prevail, that the votes will be counted, and the actual result will be what the American people can have. We deserve that. We do. But it is just absolutely maddening to watch this go on, and the liberal media covering for it once again, which enables a lot of the lawlessness in our country. It's just incredibly, incredibly, incredibly frustrating to watch this. I don't know if you saw Rick Scott last night. He's the one who's having his election stolen from him on Fox News. He was absolutely, just watch that video, shell-shocked. You can see it on his face. He literally is shell-shocked. He just didn't think they would do it. But you know what? This is a blessing with a silver lining, and I'll tell you why. If we can pull these races out, we needed a dumbbell upside the head about election fraud. People like Lindsey Graham, who, you know, our senator who once sponsored a bill declaring there is no election fraud in the United States of America, needed a dumbbell upside the head. The Trump folks needed a dumbbell upside the head, because I'm telling you, this is a dry run for 2020. It is nothing but that. They want to see if they can get away with it. They want to know how they're going to do it. They want to set the precedent for getting away with it. That's what this is about. Texter writes, yes, they're breaking the law, partly because they keep being allowed to get away with it. Yes. Texter writes, Tara, think of what America would be like if the Republicans tried half as hard to do what is right as the Democrats tried to do what is wrong. Dream the impossible dream. Oh, what a great tweet. Text, I mean. Evil flourishes when good men do nothing, and doing nothing is what the GOP has been doing for a long, long time. This is how we reap this, folks. Texter writes, this is ridiculous. We always talk about the Democrats like they've got unquestionable power. I don't understand. How come the Republicans never just stand up and say, too damn bad, this is the way it is done? We could. We need to start now. We need to start now. Texter writes, Tara, RT News broke this story at 7:14. It's Russian news. RT News broke this story at 7:14 a.m. No other agency has. Well, Fox News has it. Texter writes, wouldn't that be sad? Russians tell us the truth faster than our media. And they have state-controlled media. Jeez. It's insane. Oh, by the way, the Hillary Clinton lawyers have descended upon Florida. They're running this whole circus. Do you know that? This is Brian Kilmeade on Fox News.
Mark Elias is coming in. He's a Clinton attorney. And guess what? Works for Perkins Coie. And guess what? They hired Fusion GPS, who hired Christopher Steele. We're back in the dossier conversation. Mark Elias is back in our lives as a country. The Clinton lawyers are here, and they're going to start putting a lawsuit together that the Senate vote, the punch for the Senate, was way on the bottom of the ballot, separate, making it hard for people to vote. So they're going to challenge this legally, along with the recounts, along with the ballots. We might have another mess in Florida.
Yep, here's Rick Scott on that. They literally have an army of Democrat lawyers down there to protect the illegal vote counting that's going on right in front of our faces.
And they have Mark Elias, the guy at the heart of the whole Perkins Coie, Fusion GPS, Clinton bought and paid for dossier, leading the way.
Yep. I mean, they're down here. He's down here for one purpose, steal this election. And he said he's down here just to win this election. He doesn't care about anything else.
He's down there to win it.
So we won. Yeah, we won. I'm going to be the U.S. Senator. I'm going to fight this all the way. We're going to do everything we can. We're looking at every legal remedy we can exercise. We're going to fight this, and we're going to win this. This is
and
wrong.
Every other county except Broward and Palm Beach did it the right way. Every other county, and they've done this before, and why does she still have a job?
She's elected, by the way, the supervisor. That's why they can't get rid of her. And you know what? Rick Scott should have seen this coming as the governor of Florida. He's the one who sent people to monitor her around the clock. People she's now keeping behind the glass as she steals the election right in front of them. This is unbelievable, folks. This is third world government kind of stuff. Third world banana republic government kind of stuff. Texture writes, easy solution, decertify those two counties and move on. Not so easy solution, because a liberal judge, no doubt, will stand in the way while nobody does anything. Texture writes, there is no justification for illegality. Justice is blind. No, justice used to be blind in this country, sir. It's not anymore. And that is the problem. You ever had a crazy ex-girlfriend? Or boyfriend? I have. Yeah, you know the one. Where you're like, wow, I can't believe this person is single. She's beautiful. And then after about 3 weeks, you're like, oh, I get it. She's crazy. Yeah. Anyway, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with the crazy ex-girlfriend eyes. Nancy Pelosi has them too. I bet she was a crazy ex-girlfriend. This guy's out there who like, she was a crazy ex-girlfriend. Crazy ex-girlfriend can't wait to get herself on the dole. She is outraged that you are not forced to pay her living expenses just because she's her. And she. Look what we're dealing with here, folks. Listen to this. Okay, you don't get sworn into Congress until January. So she is outraged that she doesn't get to stick taxpayers for her bill in the intervening months. Listen to this.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez already running into some new challenges as a congresswoman-elect. That's because her salary hasn't kicked in yet. The New York Democrat telling the New York Times, quote, I have 3 months without a salary before I'm a member of Congress, so how do I get an apartment? Those little things are very real. Ocasio-Cortez also bashing the system in a tweet, claiming the country's electoral system is not designed for working-class people to lead.
Honey, get a job. Get a job. Wait tables. It's what I did when I was in between jobs and needed money. For years, get a job, get off your rear end. I was still waiting tables when I was your age on the side. Jeez. What the heck? This sense of entitlement. Oh my gosh. Meanwhile, have you seen what President Trump has to put up with? If you want to know, and I bring you this perspective so you can understand why the left is deranged the way that they are. Some of them are just deranged, but there are many of them that are completely and totally misled by the media that lies to them. They think they live in a world being run by a racist Hitlerian type. Did you hear this? And by the way, this was great of Trump. I love how he does this. Did you hear Trump smack back at PBS's, faux reporter, Yumichi Alcindor? She's black. Not accepting the racist paradigm that she's slapping him with. Listen to this.
On the campaign trail, you called yourself a nationalist. Some people saw that as emboldening white nationalists. Now people are also saying
that
the
president. That's such a racist question.
There are some people that say that now the Republican Party is seen as supporting white nationalists because of your rhetoric. What do you make of that?
I don't believe it. I don't know. Why do I have my highest poll numbers ever with African Americans? Why do I have among the highest poll numbers with African Americans? I mean, why do I have my highest poll numbers? That's such a racist question. Honestly? I mean, I know you have it written down and you're going to tell me. Let me tell you, that's a racist question.
And Mr. President, I
love
it.
You know what the word is? I love our country. I do. You have nationalists, you have globalists. I also love the world. And I don't mind helping the world, but we have to straighten out our country first. We have a lot of problems.
And
excuse me. But to say that, what you said, is so insulting to me. It's a very terrible thing that you said.
And Mr. President, people have
You say nonsense with such authority.
That's her. Yes, you call yourself a nationalist, and because that sounds like white nationalist, then you're probably a white nationalist. What do you say, sir? Okay. She got a ton of attention after this. She's a PBS reporter, right? and I emphasize the BS and P, BS. She goes online and she tweets out a photo of a white nationalist who Trump invited to the White House on Wednesday. Well, the Twitter goes wild. Again, not some Twitter hack. She's a PBS reporter with White House press corps credentials. Here's what she tweets. Patrick Casey, executive director of Identity Evropa, which Southern Poverty Law Center says is part of the alt-right's effort to recruit white college-age men and make them the new face of white nationalism, tweeted that he was at the White House today. Right? What's that? Yeah. That made it. So she's, you know, she tweeted that out in support. Look at, I mean, the president is a white nationalist. He's inviting white nationalists to the White House. Twitter goes wild. One problem. It was a lie. Which, by the way, she still has not retracted. The White House later clarified the photo. This is what goes on in our country, folks. This is what's driving the madness. The White House later clarified the photo, saying Patrick Casey was one of more than 25,000 people who came to the White House Fall Garden Tour, which is open to the public. If you wanted to go, you go online, you put your name in, you get a free ticket while supplies last. Anybody can do it. Free tickets are made available to anybody who fills out the form online. So he goes, he's a white nationalist, takes a picture of himself in front of the White House, and she makes this up. She didn't even bother to check. It is not hard, if you have White House press corps credentials, to call up the White House press secretaries. Hey, did you invite this white nationalist? Yeah, his name is Casey. He's online. He's claiming he, you know, was invited to the White House. Did you invite? No. They don't want to do it. They manipulate you. If you are a troll right now, understand you are manipulated. They lie to you and lie and lie and lie and lie. We don't do that to our folks. We don't have to. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Well, it's coming, folks. Did you hear about this? Representative Gerald Nadler revealed plans for House Democrats to investigate and impeach Justice Brett Kavanaugh just for breathing. No, they're going to get him for perjury. Do you realize two of his accusers have now admitted they lied? Do you realize that? Providing false information to the Senate committee when they're doing judiciary confirmations is a crime. It's a federal crime. It's not just unsavory. It's perjury. It carries a prison sentence. Two. That's all we have now. The perjury is on their side, not on Judge Kavanaugh's. And yet they intend to bankrupt him. Well, looks like incoming Democrats' plans include impeaching Kavanaugh. Heck, why not? You know, if we have Supreme Court justices we just don't like, we'll just impeach them, right? We'll just make something up and impeach them. And, you know, as an added bonus, if we don't succeed, it'll be okay because we'll bankrupt them in the meantime. Yeah, if you don't agree with the prevailing view of the prevailing, or the party feels that it should prevail, then we'll just bankrupt you. With fake investigations. That's what we'll do. This is absolute lawlessness. Did you hear this? They're announcing they're planning to get Trump's tax returns. He doesn't want to release them. He very openly refused to release them during the election. He won anyway. It's because the voters are fine with it, or they wouldn't have voted for him. But Democrats feel they know better. They know better than you do. And so they're going to get Trump's tax returns just because, just for fun, just to terrorize him with. This is Representative Richard Neal.
And I think that there are some precedents for this. But I hope that the president would do this on his own, largely because every president since Gerald R. Ford has voluntarily done this. We want to make sure here that legal counsel, perhaps the Joint Committee on Taxation, which is made up of tax attorneys, CPAs, and economists, that might be the proper agency. Recall here that it is illegal for a member of Congress solely to release anybody's tax returns.
Not that that would stop any of you. Law doesn't apply to you guys.
But here, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, according to the law, consistent with the law, has the ability to ask for the president's tax returns. And then I assume that there would be a court case that would go on for a period of time.
Yeah, we're just going to terrorize them because, just because. Do you hear an agenda there, folks? I mean, aside from the naked attempt to acquire power, do you hear an agenda of any kind? They don't have one. Actually, they do. They just can't tell you what it is because you would run screaming with your hair on fire. You'd be so terrified if you actually knew what they planned. By the way, here's Trump's response on all that.
You're saying that if they start investigating you, that you can play that game and investigate
better
them.
Better than them.
Can you compartmentalize that?
I know more than they know.
Can you compartmentalize that and still continue to work with them for the benefit of the rest of the country?
No.
Or are all bets off?
No. If they do that, then it's just all it is a warlike posture.
Ouch. All right, Haley in Spartanburg. Good morning, Haley.
Hi, Tara. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. They got a little cold. Other than that, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to bring up a topic that I've heard a lot about. I'm 17, and I just wanted you to know that even the younger people in the country, you know, we're still participating. I just wanted to let you know that. But another topic that I wanted to bring up was gun control, mm-hmm. and California wants so badly to initiate gun control, especially after the horrific acts of gun violence yesterday and or 2 days ago. And I would just like to point out that I don't believe it's a gun problem. I believe it's a people problem and a mental health problem. This country won't pay attention to the people who need help.
And that's why
I believe we have so many mass shootings and...
Haley, you're 17 and you are listening to talk radio. That is awesome. How did you wander in and find us?
Well, my dad actually recommended it to me because I'm pretty into politics and stuff like that. And he said he thought I might like it. And so I gave you a try and then I ended up loving you. And I've been listening for a while now.
Okay, wait, let me understand. Stop, rewind. Okay. Daily Beast is telling us this morning, Haley, that women are victims of the patriarchy because we let our husbands tell us how to vote. But you're telling me your father told you to listen to a woman is what happened.
He didn't tell me to listen to a woman.
Advised
he recommended,
yeah, recommended it. Okay.
Yeah.
So he recommended that you listen to a woman because he wanted you to educate yourself. Is that what happened?
Yes.
Okay. That is awesome, Haley. And it happens all over the upstate. Every day. Listen, I am up against the break and I don't want to run you into it. I'm going to address what you said about guns on the other side. You were dead on right. And I want to kind of continue with the thought as to why, so that you'll have the ammunition that you need to educate other young men and women your age. So hang on.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.